Hello and welcome to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park for game 5 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Lake Elsinore Storm. Hello and welcome however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in to Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Steven Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Saturday Night Baseball between your Fresno Grizzlies, the proud single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies, and the visiting Lake Elsinore Storm, the single-A affiliate of the San Diego Padres. Your Fresno Grizzlies coming with a record of 52-47. They are 14-20 in the second half, while the Lake Elsinore Storm are 51-47. They are 19-15 in the second half, and your Fresno Grizzlies have won 3 of the first 4 games of this 6-game series. Tonight, the Grizzlies look for a series win after dropping the series in Lake Elsinore just 3 weeks ago, before the All-Star break. So the Grizzlies looking for a big win tonight. And last night, they had a 6-1 win over the Storm. And no problem for Fresno, thanks to Nojo Nolan Jones, who's on Rockies rehab assignment. Hit his second home run of the series, another 2-run shot. Jason Hinchman had a home run, a 2-hit game for him. It was a 110-mile-per-hour homer and a 102-mile-per-hour double to go along with his big night. The Grizzlies had 11 hits overall. The offense, almost every batter, 8 of the 9, had a hit in the win. The Grizzlies found a way with 2 early runs. They added 3 more just a couple innings later and then added a final run in the 6th from a Braylon Wimmer RBI single. And besides that, the Grizzlies starter Jace Kaminska left the game early with an injury, but still had 2 1/3 of perfect baseball, so 7 total outs and 3 of them 4 punch outs. Then the Grizzlies bullpen after that were outstanding, only allowing 1 earned run. It was a sacrifice fly that lasted in the 3rd inning, and the Storm, they were kept at a minimum as the Grizzlies won 6-1 last night. Fresno, they are now have enjoyed their largest margin of victory against Lake Elsinore twice in this current series, and they will look for another win Saturday night in Game 5 of 6. A great pitching matchup as well tonight, as the Grizzlies will give the ball to left-hander Isaiah Coupe, a 5-5 record, a 5.56 ERA. Coupe looking to pick up a win. He has actually suffered 3 straight losses. While on the other side, the Storm give the ball to right-hander Miguel Mendez, a 1-3 record, a 3.93 ERA. Both Coupe and Mendez have won a Pitcher of the Week award in the California League, so it should be a great matchup between a pair of youngsters in Isaiah Coupe and Miguel Mendez. Well, prior to tonight's game, I sat down with someone who's known as one of the Friar Faithful, one of the biggest Padres fans you will meet, and someone who actually writes about Padres affiliates, someone who used to work here for your Fresno Grizzlies at Chuck Chancey Park. His name is Al Scott, and he knows more about Padres affiliates than probably anyone that I know in the Central Valley, and he joined us on the pregame show. Al and I talked about Leodalis DeVries, the young 17-year-old prospect for the Storm. We also talked about Ethan Salas, the catcher from last year's Lake Elsinore squad. And finally, we talked about Isaiah Lowe, who was just recently promoted to High A of the San Diego Padres system. 3 players that, if you're a Padres fan, you need to keep an eye on for. When we come back after the break, we'll have that interview with him. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8? Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa! There's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models? Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
Welcome back to the Fresno Grizzlies pregame show. I'm here with someone who knows a little bit about the Padres and Al Scott. Thanks for taking time for this interview.
Thank you for having me, Steven.
So tell the fans exactly where you're from and where your love for baseball started and why you're a Padres fan.
I grew up here in Fresno. My grandparents and my mom are from down south in San Diego. And so it was sort of a family thing, watching the Padres growing up. And yeah, I'm a diehard fan. I watch all the Padres games, and I love watching the minor leaguers. And it's just been something that it's been a passion for me throughout my life. You know, watching the players go through the system and be able to watch them grow.
Now, of course, you have been to Chachansey Park. You've actually worked here at Chachansey Park for the Grizzlies as well, too. But now you kind of get to cover all these minor league affiliates, and you write about them, and you have better knowledge than most people about the Padres affiliates. But how cool is it knowing that you have a chance to see both of them every time Lake Elsinore faces Fresno?
It's really cool. The Padres are playing the Rockies this weekend, and it's cool seeing Ezekiel Tovar shine. He struggled right before the All-Star break, but you know what? He's got perennial All-Star written all over him in the future. Him and Brenton Doyle. But yeah, I saw Tovar here in 2021, and I just knew the kid was going to be special. Being able to come here and see the team that I rooted for growing up, as well as the team of future Padres, potentially, if they don't all get traded, is really neat, because at the end of the day, I don't really care who wins or loses. It's cool just to seeing everyone blossom, and, you know, in a few years, you could be like, hey, I saw him when he was young.
Absolutely. And this week as well, you've seen Nolan Jones on a Major League rehab assignment, which is cool because hopefully he'll be headed back up to face the Padres when he's with the Rockies. You've also had a chance to see a couple prospects as well. The guy that I want to touch on, though, is Mr. DeVries, Leodalis DeVries, the young shortstop for the Lake Elsinore Storm.
Young indeed, 17 years old, shortstop. It'll be curious to see if he sticks there. He's an athletic build. Growing up, he looked his game after Jose Ramirez. There's also a lot of similarities to Francisco Lindor. Obviously, those are some high expectations to live up to. But if you watch this kid in batting practice, the sound of that bat, it is beautiful. He's only 17 years old. Probably got a couple years before he might punch in the big leagues, but he's got a lot of talent. He's someone that is not necessarily exceptional in any one area, but he's very good in a lot of different things. He's a good enough defender that, you know, he's got a decent arm. He's athletic. He's got good speed. He's a good hitter. He's got some power. He does a little bit of everything, and I think that when you're looking at young prospects that you want to build around, those are the type of guys that you look for, guys that are not just one-tool players. He's a true five-tool prospect.
That's very, very true. And he was an untouchable, which included another untouchable from last year in Ethan Salas. Now, of course, Ethan Salas has moved on to bigger and better things. But can you talk a little bit about the catcher that was with the Storm last year?
Yeah, you know, Ethan was also here last year. Barely, he had first week of being a 17-year-old, his first road series was actually here last season. And, you know, it's been a rough trek from last year. He was one of the top prospects, rose up all the way to top five in MLB Pipeline. Has taken a small step back thanks to some struggles. But I still see some promise in Ethan. One of the things that stands about him is his defensive prowess and the way that pitchers are comfortable with him. You don't really necessarily see that with kids that are, to be honest, he would be in high school if he was a normal kid. I would like to see him grow as a hitter. He's been very patient. I like to see him be a little bit more aggressive. Leo DeVries is someone who I see has extremely good play discipline. If you look at his at-bats, 7, 8, 9 pitch at-bats, this is not normal for a kid that's 17 years old, hype prospect. These are those type of kids are the ones that are, you know, more prone to a lot of strikeouts, and they sort of learn that plate discipline later on. Leo is someone that has mastered that at the age of 17, which is one of the reasons why I'm really excited about him. I saw Juan Soto in San Diego last year and a half, and I see similarities with that patience. One thing that gives Leo an edge in that area, though, is that he knows when to attack. I'm not going to say he's going to be Juan Soto. That would be ridiculous to claim. However, there are similarities in the way that he hits, which is why I wasn't given pause in his struggles in April. If you've noticed over the last month and a half, his OPS is near around 1,000. He's starting to see the ball. He's connecting. It's really exciting to see him unfold. If he plays the way that he has the last few weeks, I would not be surprised to see him finish the year in Fort Wayne.
Absolutely. Another guy who just got called up as well is a really good pitching prospect, and Isaiah Lowe, now coming off of an injury, had a great start here with the Storm.
Yeah, his breaking stuff is fantastic. He's had some injuries last year, missed a lot of time, wasn't really sure what you were going to get out of him this year. Unfortunately for a lot of the Padres prospects, some struggles this year, honestly, from guys that you were expecting big jumps from. And as a result, the organization decided to just cut bait and use them as leverage in trades. Obviously, the Padres went out and got Tanner Scott and Jason Adam and Brian Hoeing, and that cost three or four top pitching prospects. And suddenly you have Isaiah Lowe, who maybe was an afterthought in the organization. It's suddenly your top pitching prospect. In terms of starting guys, he's someone that is, I would not say on the bigger side, but he pitches bigger than he shows, which I like. I like a guy that stands tall with confidence. He's not intimidated out there on the mound. He goes right after hitters. If you look at Lesko and Snelling, wonderful players. One of the reasons why they struggled early on this season is their lack of command. Pinching the zone, trying to nibble out there. Isaiah Lowe goes right after guys. I love a guy that just attacks the zone over and over and over again. You're going to get beat every once in a while, but if you're comfortable with your breaking pitches, you're comfortable with that fastball, and you're missing guys, man, you're going to have success, and you're going to move very fast.
Well, let me tell you, there's a lot of fun prospects in this system. We could talk all day about it, but I know you got work to do, so we'll come back later on this season. Al, thanks for taking time on this pregame.
Thank you for having me.
And we thank Al Scott for joining us on the pregame show, someone who knows a lot about the Lake Elsinore Storm and the San Diego Padres system. Again, a big thank you to Al Scott for joining us on the pregame show. Hello and welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park as we get set for Saturday night baseball between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Lake Elsinore Storm. With that being said, let's give you the Lake Elsinore Storm starting lineup. They are 51-47 overall. They are 19-15 in the second half. They're led by 27-year-old Lucas Ray, first year at the helm for the Storm. And here's his starting lineup. Proud single-A affiliate of the San Diego Padres. First baseman, number 35, Ethan Long. Batting second, shortstop, number 15, Leodalis DeVries, who we talked about in the pregame show. Batting third, the DH, number 2, Roseman Verdugo. Batting fourth, the right fielder, number 29, Jacob Campbell. Batting fifth at third base, number 16, B.Y. Choi. Batting sixth, the catcher, number 28, Oswaldo Linares. Batting seventh, the center fielder, number 25, Braden Carpathios. Batting eighth in left field, number 10, Spence Kaufman. And batting ninth, the second baseman, number 39, Chase Valentine. And on the bump tonight for the Lake Elsinore Storm, the right-hander, number 12, Miguel Mendez, a 1-3 record, a 3.93 ERA. So once again, for the Lake Elsinore Storm, they will have Long, DeVries, Verdugo, Campbell, Choi, Linares, Carpathios, Kaufman, Valentine, and they have Mendez on the bump. And now it's time for the starting lineup for your Fresno Grizzlies, presented by Toyota. The Fresno Grizzlies, the proud single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies, 52-47 overall. They are 14-20 in the second half, led by reigning California League Manager of the Year, Steve Solis. Here is his Toyota starting lineup. At shortstop, number 7, Andy Perez. Batting second, left fielder, number 21, Nolan Jones, on Major League Rehab. Batting third, the center fielder, Rockies number 11 overall prospect, number 44, Robert Calaz. Batting fourth at third base is number 3, Braylon Wimmer. Batting fifth, the DH, number 1, Luis Mendez. Batting sixth, the first baseman, number 25, Jason Hinchman. Batting seventh in right field is number 15, Brad Cumbis. Batting eighth is the catcher, number 33, Darius Perry. And batting ninth at second base, number 8, Tevin Tucker. And on the bump tonight, for your Fresno Grizzlies, left-hander number 11, Isaiah Coupe, a 5-5 record, a 5.56 ERA. So once again, for your Grizzlies, their Toyota starting lineup as they take the field. It'll be Perez, Jones, Calaz, Wimmer, Mendez, Hinchman, Cumbis, Perry, Tucker, and Isaiah Coupe on the bump. With that being said, we're going to head down to the field for tonight's national anthem. Tonight's national anthem as we get set for Saturday Night Baseball Game 5 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Lake Elsinore Storm. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in to stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Steven Rice, and boy, we have a great matchup between the Lake Elsinore Storm and your Fresno Grizzlies as Isaiah Coupe and your Grizzlies looking for a series win tonight. They've taken three of the first four games from Lake Elsinore. The Grizzlies, they are 14-20 in the second half, but 52-47 overall. The Grizzlies still with a month to play. They're looking to get back into the North Division standings. Your Grizzlies, 8 games back of the San Jose Giants. So the Grizzlies looking for some help, but they need to win. And they give the ball to the Ohio State product in Isaiah Coupe. For the Storm, though, they won the first half in the California League South Division. Right now, they are 19-15 in the second half. Overall, they are 51-47. The Grizzlies, who are third place overall in the North Division, have a better record than the Storm, who have the best record in the South Division by half a game. The Storm, they are one game back in the South Division for the second half, but they have already clinched a playoff berth. So your Grizzlies needing to win tonight, looking for another win as we are set for baseball here at Chuck Chancey Park. A beautiful night as we are ready as your Fresno Grizzlies and the Lake Elsinore Storm battling here in downtown Fresno. Isaiah Coupe on the bump as here comes tonight's first pitch, and it is fouled off, and we are underway at 6:54 p.m. As the ball is fouled off by the first baseman in Ethan Long. As here comes the 0-1 offering from Isaiah Coupe. Way outside, one ball and one strike. It is 101 degrees outside. We do have clear skies. It was partly cloudy yesterday. We have 6-mile-per-hour winds. And they are out to right field as the pitch runs outside. Two balls and a strike. As Isaiah Coupe battles Ethan Long, the first baseman for the Storm. A little bit of a different lineup for manager, as that is a foul ball. Two balls, two strikes for manager Lucas Ray. 27 years old for Lucas Ray, the second youngest manager in minor league baseball history. You can tell the vibrant squad that the Storm have, and it's, of course, at the top with their manager in Ray. Ethan Long has been one of the best batters against the Grizzlies this year. Is the pitch from Coupe on its way, and it swung on and missed. Great pitch down and in, and Long is retired. It's going to be a strikeout against Ethan Long, and Coupe has his first punch outs. Here comes the 17-year-old sensation in Leo Dallas, DeVries. DeVries, switch hitting shortstop, 17 years old, batting .234 on the season, 9 homers, 33 RBIs. There's a beautiful breaking ball that apparently missed the zone. Count of one ball and no strikes. Here on August 3rd, 2024, game 100 of our season as the pitch misses low. Two balls and no strikes. Home plate umpire is Dylan Reeves. Over on the bases, Pedro Torres. Game 100. Here comes the pitch from Coupe. And it's high, three balls and no strikes. Coupe and the Grizzlies sporting those Valley Tribute jerseys this year. Fresno 4-2 when wearing their Valley Tribute. They have Fresno written across the front in black. They have the black numbers on those back of those red and black jerseys. You can see, of course, the skyline of downtown Fresno as the pitch on its way. And it's high, ball four, and DeVries a one-out walk. So Coupe issues the walk and now brings up the DH in Roseman Verdugo with one out and a runner at first base. Lake Elsinore, they're wearing their road grays. Lake Elsinore written across the front, black and red font. They also have those black numbers on the back as well, similar to the front of those jerseys. And you can see the number 2 on the back of Verdugo's jersey. Lake Elsinore wearing the black cap, the black bill, the Eyes of the Storm logo on the front. As here comes the pitch from Coupe, looks back the runner DeVries, and a swing and a foul tip, and the count at 0-2. That was that disgusting slider that Coupe offered towards Verdugo. One of 5 pitches Coupe has in his repertoire, but the slider and the curveball are the go-to pitches for the lefty. Both registering the 3,000s for this RPM. As that will get away from Perry and up to second base goes DeVries. So now a runner at second base with one out. It's a count of one ball and two strikes. That ball looked like it was spiked from Coupe. As the left-hander looking to get out of this inning unscathed on the wild pitch. So runner at second with one out. Roseman Verdugo, as Coupe looks back the runner at second. Big hole on the right side as it's way outside, and Coupe falling off the rubber, and he grimaces a little bit as he gets the ball back. Two balls and two strikes. Isaiah Coupe's second start against Lake Elsinore this season. Coupe trying to pick up a win. 3 straight losses by the Grizzlies when Coupe makes the start. As here comes the pitch, and it swung on and missed. Right back to that slider, down and in. And similar to Long, Coupe gets Verdugo swinging. That's the second strikeout and second out of the inning, as it brings up right fielder Jacob Campbell. Again, your Grizzlies Toyota lineup, we said in the pregame show, but it's Andy Perez at short, Nolan Jones on MLB rehab. He's in left field. Robert Kalaz, the number 11 prospect, he's in center as Campbell swings and misses, count at 0-1. Braylon Wimmer, the third baseman. Luis Mendez, the DH. Jason Hinchman over at first. Brad Cumbis in right. Darius Perry catching. And Tevin Tucker at second. As that swung on and missed 0-2. That Grizzlies Toyota lineup finished off by Isaiah Coupe, who looks to strike out the side after Campbell misses on the slider. Spin rate at 28.63. As here comes the pitch from Isaiah Coupe, looks back the runner in DeVries. DeVries has a nice lead as the pitch is lined up the middle and caught by the second baseman in Tucker, who is playing up the middle to watch DeVries at second, and that will end the inning. A big zero for Isaiah Coupe. Grizzlies come up to bat right after this.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There are giants among us. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Bottom of the first inning here in downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Andy Perez will lead things off for your Grizzlies as the first pitch is outside from Miguel Mendez, the right-hander. Mendez, a 1-3 record, a 3.93 ERA. As here comes the 1-0 to Perez, and he swings and misses on an elevated fastball, count at 1-1. Miguel Mendez has been one of the top pitchers for the Storm this year, and you can see with that 97 mile per hour fastball. As Perez, that ball inside, two balls and a strike. That was a changeup, it looked like, from Mendez. But this Grizzlies team has scored first in every game of this series, and Andy Perez, a big reason why. As he will take a pitch high, three balls and a strike, 95 on that fastball from Mendez. Andy Perez, 1-for-5 in yesterday's contest. As he scored a pair of runs, as the pitch is a ground ball, softly hit to second. This is playable for Valentine over to first in time, and Perez is retired. And with one away, here comes Nolan Jones, making his fifth game with the Grizzlies on rehab assignment from the Colorado Rockies. Nolan Jones is currently on the 10-day injured list with lower back issues. Jones has been a tough 2024 season as he looks to get back to help the Rockies for the back portion of their schedule, as he'll take a called strike, count at 0-1. Nolan Jones, the former Cleveland prospect, traded to the Rockies in 2022. As the pitch to Jones is another called strike, 0-2. Good pitch from Mendez on the outside part of the plate. Nolan Jones, another multi-hit game yesterday, as here comes the pitch. And a check swing, he did go around, and that is an out. So Jones is down on strikes. First strikeout for Mendez, second out of the inning. And here comes the Rockies' number 11 prospect in center fielder Robert Calaz, C-A-L-A-Z. This is one of the top hitting players that happened down the ACL this season, winning MVP as he swings and misses a healthy hack, counted 0-1. Claus yesterday, a single and a run in the first inning. A little seamy single to right as here comes the pitch, and that is high. 1-1. Claus led the ACL in 7 different offensive categories. Lots of power as here comes the pitch, and he swings and misses on a breaking ball, counted 1-2. As Mendez pulled the string on that pitch, and Claus way out in front of it. You can tell the aggression from Claus, as that is going to be called strike 3, and Claus down on strikes, and Mendez strikes out a pair as he has a 1-2-3 bottom of the first. We had the second with no score. We'll be back right after this.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
There are giants among us. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them from...
Top of the second inning here in downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. No score between the Storm and the Grizzlies. As the first pitch to B.Y. Choi swung on a miss from Isaiah Coupe, counting 0-1. B.Y. Choi's had a nice series as that pitch outside, count of 1-1. As B.Y. Choi had his first 2 RBI in a Storm uniform just the other night in the Storm's lone win of the series. As here comes the 1-1. And that's a high pop-up drifting in foul territory. Darius Perry, the catcher, runs out of space as it heads into the seats. Counts at 1-2. As Perry gave some effort, and he will get a new baseball for the lefty in Isaiah Coupe. Count at 1-2 here in the top of the second inning. Isaiah Coupe, 6'1", 190 pounds, making his 18th appearance, his 15th start here in 2024. As he winds and deals, swung on and missed. That is now 3 Ks as Choi down on strikes. Good pitch down and away from Isaiah Coupe. As here comes Oswaldo Linares with 1 out in the top of the second inning. Coupe, 21 years old, born September 27th, 2002 in Hazel Crest, Illinois. The Southpaw, 4th-round draft pick by the Rockies in 2023 out of the Ohio State University. Isaiah Coupe joined the Grizzlies last year for 3 games. As the pitch on its way, another good breaking ball, 0-2. And he helped as a reliever against the Modesto Nuts in that final regular season series. And the stuff plays. Great breaking stuff. That changeup, the off-speed pitch coming a long way. The fastball, still a work in progress, but Isaiah Coupe, the stuff is there. As here comes the pitch to Linares, and that is down low. 1-2. As we said, Coupe making his second start against Lake Elsinore, an 0-1 record, a 6 ERA. last pitched in Stockton, where he picked up two losses against the Ports Tuesday and Sunday. July 28th, five innings of work, four runs, three earned, as the 1-2 is lined foul. Coupe also allowed five hits, one walk, but he had 10 strikeouts, the second most strikeouts for him this season, and Coupe will fill up the strikeout totals. As here comes the 1-2 once again to Linares. Coupe on one side of the rubber winds and deals, and that's outside 2-2. He is on the third base side of the rubber and at the very edge of it. Makes it very tough for righties to pick up as the pitch on its way, and that swung on and missed. And Isaiah Coupe already has four strikeouts. Two outs here in the second inning as it brings up Braden Carpathios. And what a start for Isaiah Coupe. Coupe's second professional season. He loves that low 80s slider, which has two plane depth. A curveball is a plus pitch as well. As that swung on and missed, counted 0-1. Good fastball at 91 on the outside part of the plate. Coupe, 3 years at Ohio State from Homewood Flossmoor High School in Illinois. As here's a chopper back to Coupe, and he's going to toss it to first, and that is a nice clean inning. A 1-2-3 frame for Isaiah Coupe. We head to the bottom of the second with no score. We'll be back right after this.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats eight. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of eight? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Bottom of the second inning here in downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. No score between Lake Elsinore and Fresno as Braylon Wimmer will lead things off against Miguel Mendez. In the bottom of the second inning, Wimmer, 11 home runs this year, 49 RBIs. He swings and misses. Count at no balls and one strike. Chuck Chancey Gold has given away $1 million with a millionaire cash vault giveaway as Mendez winds and deals, swung on and missed, 0-2. Play and earn entries starting May 1st, then on September 2nd, one lucky guest will crack the $1 million code and will become a millionaire. Here comes the 0-2 to Wimmer, and a little blooper in a right field, and that ball will find green grass, a base hit for Braylon Wimmer. He stays with the pitch on the outside part of the plate, and the first hit of tonight's game is thanks to Braylon Wimmer, as he has a single. By the way, that's $1 million guaranteed only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. We thank Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the second. As now we have a Mendez-Mendez battle, Luis versus Miguel. As Luis will take a strike, counted 0-1. Luis Mendez, the DH tonight for Fresno. Runner at first with no outs. Lefty-righty matchup. As Miguel Mendez comes set, the pitch is inside, count of 1-1 as that ball was in the dirt. Good stop from the catcher in Linares. here in the bottom of the second inning. Glad you could join us for Saturday Night Baseball here in downtown Fresno. One ball, one strike. Mendez comes set, and the pitch. And it's high for a ball, two balls, and a strike. Miguel Mendez, 22 years old. He's 6'2", 165 pounds. Born July 1st, he just turned 22 years old. As the pitch from Mendez on its way, and Luis Mendez takes it in the dirt, three balls and a strike. Miguel Mendez, born in the Dominican Republic, San Juan de la Maguana, DR, making his 17th appearance, 15th start this year, 52 and two-thirds innings, and he has 58 Ks. As a 3-1 is up the middle, and this could be two as DeVries makes a nice play, 6-3 for two outs. And DeVries, the 17-year-old, showing his ability up the middle. He did a great job maneuvering his feet to tag the bag and then on to first. As DeVries makes the play, 17 years old in DeVries. From Azuela, Dominican Republic, same area as Mendez. He is born in 2006. As here's a line drive by Hinchman down the left field line, and that's a base hit. Hinchman had a big double to start his first at-bat. Off the bat at 99, it's a two-out double for Jason Hinchman. That ball was roped to left field. The Grizzlies have their second hit of the game, a double for Hinchman. So now with two outs is right fielder Brad Cumbis with a runner at second and two outs. By the way, on that double play, 6-3 on the double play. As now Brad Cumbis, an RBI opportunity. As Mendez looks back, the runner and Hinchman, and Cumbis fouls it off, counting no balls and one strike. 14th double for Jason Hinchman. Two outs after Mendez hit into the double play. As Miguel Mendez trying to get out of the inning unscathed. Here's the pitch to Brad Cumbis, and it's high. One ball and one strike. Mendez going back to that lively fastball, 98 miles per hour. Miguel Mendez, second start against Fresno. As he looks back, the runner and Hinchman. The pitch to Cumbis, swung on and missed. That was a beautiful slider on the outside part of the plate at 81, and Cumbis way out in front. One ball, two strikes now as the Grizzlies and the Storm knotted up at zero. Cumbis ready to go as Mendez looks back, Hinchman once again. The pitch swung on and missed. An elevated fastball at 96 miles per hour, and Mendez has another zero. We head to the third, and we'll be back right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope, and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno is one of two certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891. Reclaim your confidence with help from Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Top of the third inning here in downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Grizzlies and Storm 0-0 as Spence Kaufman will stride to the plate second game with Lake Elsinore. As a pitch from Coupe on its way, outside one ball and no strikes. Grizzlies and Storm, game five of this six-game series. Fresno winning 3 of 4 in this series as Kaufman fly ball to center. And Kalaz is there as he makes the play. Initially, Kalaz was trying to find where that ball was going, and he did not have to move. And that's the first out, as here comes second baseman Chase Valentine. But the Grizzlies in the Storm winning the series in Lake Elsinore 4 out of 6 games. So Fresno, since they've won 3 out of 4, the teams have split their first 10 games this year. As the pitch from Coupe on its way outside, one ball and no strikes. But the Grizzlies here at Chukchansey Park, 8-2 over their last 10 games against the Storm. As that pitch misses and the count of 2 balls and no strikes. So Coupe looking to help Fresno pick up a series win tonight and take the season series lead as the 2-0 is rocketed foul. 2 balls and a strike, and a lucky fan will get that souvenir as Coupe trying to get back in the count against Valentine. The Fresno Grizzlies would like to thank Chicken Shack for providing tonight's press box food. Chicken Shack has the freshest chicken in the valley. 2-1, a ground ball, and that is foul as the third baseman Wimmer makes a nice backhand play. You can have your choice of fingers, wings, salads, wraps, and the famous Buffalo Chicken Fries. There are 6 locations for Chicken Shack around the Central Valley ready to serve you today. Shack it up your way at the Chicken Shack. And we thank Chicken Shack for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the third. As that ball is down low, 3 balls and 2 strikes now as Chase Valentine, the 9-hole hitter, trying to get on base with 1 out here in the third. Again, a big thank you to Chicken Shack as the 3-2 is called strike 3. Valentine caught looking. Good fastball at 92 from Coupe. And just like that, 5 strikeouts for Isaiah Coupe. 2 outs now as it brings up Ethan Long, who struck out back in the first inning. And there's that Dutch Bros strikeout batter again as Valentine is out. As the pitch to Ethan Long misses in the count of 1 ball, no strikes. And Darius Perry did a little bit of a head nod. That's the second time that that pitch was not called from home plate umpire Dylan Reeves. As it's outside, 2 balls and no strikes. That curveball has such great movement that when it doesn't move as much and it stays up in the zone, maybe the umpire misses it. As here comes the 2-0 offering, and that's a high pop-up drifting out to right field. Brad Cumbis is underneath it, and he will make the catch to end the inning. Isaiah Coupe, another 1-2-3 inning. He has set down 8 in a row. We had the bottom of the third, no score. We'll be back right after this.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8? Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models? Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Bottom of the third inning here in downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Grizzlies storm 0-0 as Darius Perry will lead things off against Miguel Mendez. Both Coupe and Mendez have looked good so far, combining for 8 punch-outs. As Mendez will wind and deal the pitch, and it swung on and missed, counted 0-1. A healthy hack and swing right there from Darius Perry, who was looking for his 4th homer right there. Perry has been really good over the past couple of weeks, which includes a great series in Lake Elsinore. I know he's excited for the next road trip to Rancho Cucamonga. He'll be able to see family, as that's outside. Count of 1-1. La Mirada High School down south in California went to UCLA. As here comes the pitch, and Perry checks his swing, and he did go around, count at 1-2. Good breaking ball from Mendez, whose stuff and windup looks like a little bit of a Pedro Martinez. As here comes the 1-2, and that's outside, 2-2. Very similar release point, especially a younger Pedro Martinez. Now, I'm not saying that Mendez is Martinez, but I'm saying very similar in terms of their windup. As the 2-2, a line drive to left, a base hit for Darius Perry as he eats up a fastball. And just like that, Fresno has their 3rd hit of this game, their 2nd straight leadoff hit this inning, as well as it brings up Tevin Tucker with a runner at first and no outs. Wimmer had that single in the 2nd inning and Jason Hinchman the double. So Darius Perry continues to hit the ball well, and with that hit for Perry, he now has a 4-game hit streak, which is the longest for him this season. As the pitch to Tucker is fouled off, Tucker was right on that pitch as it went literally right to the backstop. 97 miles per hour, and Tucker, great swing on it, counted 0-1. Bottom of the 3rd inning, Grizzlies and the Storm, 0-0. Mendez ready to go. Here comes the 0-1, and that's outside. 1-1. We will conclude the series tomorrow, and the Grizzlies back on the road to take on the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes at Lone Mart Field. As the 1-1 to Tucker on its way, and Tucker will take it outside. 2-2. The Quakes have played very well the past couple of games against the Giants. They currently lead 2-1 in the 4th inning. The Grizzlies looking to get on the board right here. Here comes the 2-1 to Tucker, and he flies one to left, and it goes foul. 2-2, and Tucker has taken 2 really good swings this inning. Tevin Tucker, it's been a tough year for the Grizzlies' second baseman. 24 years old out of West Virginia. As Mendez, here comes his 2-2 pitch. And a line drive to left field. And that ball gets down into the left field corner. This one will roll right near that bullpen of Lake Elsinore. And Tevin Tucker has himself a double. Runners at 2nd and 3rd with no outs. Tevin Tucker, that hole at bat, looked in the zone and in rhythm as the 2nd double for Fresno, their 4th hit of the game. And here comes Andy Perez with runners at 2nd and 3rd and no outs. So now Andy Perez, who grounded out to 2nd his first time, an opportunity to drive in a couple runs, leads the California League in hits and total bases. Here's the pitch. And this one is going to come right below us, and the count at 0-1. Perez was right on that pitch as he lined it just in front of us here in the press box. As the count at 0-1. Mendez looks back the runners, the pitch, and it swung on and missed down in the zone, 0-2. That looked like a changeup, disappeared out of the zone from Mendez. So now Perez behind in the count, 0-2. Perez 3rd in RBI in the California League behind Lázaro Montes and Luis Suispel as he takes a pitch in, 1-2. Now Montes has already been called up to high A. Luis Suispel still helping out Modesto. So Andy Perez has an opportunity to pass both of them at some point. Here's the 1-2, and that's outside, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Now, of course, Perez could get called up, and that could change things, but for the meantime, he has an opportunity to pick up 2 right here. No score here in the bottom of the third inning. Runners at second and third with no outs. 2 balls and 2 strikes. The pitch from Mendez on its way, and Perez up the middle, and a diving play by the shortstop DeVries. Oh, my goodness. What a play for the out. And Perez cannot believe it. That ball had some life to it, and DeVries makes a great play. Let's look at this replay once again. That was right up the middle, and DeVries laying out, and he spears it and makes the play, stays in his glove. It almost fell out of it. And that's the first out of the inning, as here's Nolan Jones. So it doesn't get any easier for Mendez. As here comes the pitch, and Jones takes it outside. 1 ball, no strikes. Jones struck out the last time against Mendez. Nolan Jones, he is listed at 6'4", 195 pounds, 26 years old. As here comes the 1-0, and it's outside, 2 balls and no strikes. Runners at second and third with one out as Perez lined out to the shortstop DeVries. And here is Nolan Jones on MLB rehab. He already has 2 homers in the week. Let's make it 3. Here comes the 2-0 to Jones. And he takes a good cut but comes up empty count at 2-1. Nolan Jones from Langhorn, Pennsylvania. Born May 7th, 1998. Older brother Peyton, a hockey player. Here comes the 2-1. And that is outside, 3-1. Nolan Jones, a former hockey player as well, but decided after some concussions, he'll stick with baseball, and I think he made the right choice. Working back to join the Rockies, who are playing the San Diego Padres this weekend. As a 3-1 is swung on and missed, now the count full 3-2. As Jones took a good rip at it, Mendez probably the best stuff among all the pitchers that Jones will see down here with Lake Elsinore. Good fastball, good breaking stuff. As this crowd looking for Jones to give the Grizzlies the lead. Here's the 3-2, and it swung on and missed. Jones went after a fastball, and he can't believe it. He's down on strikes for the second time. 4th strikeout for Mendez and the 2nd big out. And you think, okay, I got Perez. I got Nolan Jones. And now here is Colas, Robert Colas, who's 0-for-1. An opportunity for his first 2 RBI as a Grizzly. As he swings and misses, counted 0-1, and Mendez, he has looked really good after allowing that double to Tucker, has really zoned in right here. As some storm relievers starting to get loose down in the bullpen, no action though. As here comes the 0-1 to Colas. And he will take a called strike, 0-2, and Mendez now. You can hear him grunting as he looks to get out of this inning unscathed. And for Fresno, this is a big spot. No balls, 2 strikes. Mendez looks back the runners, the pitch, and it's outside, 1-2. Colas, of course, dominated the ACL, but when you make the next step into any professional baseball, you're going to have a tough time adjusting. We'll see how quickly he can make that adjustment. As here comes the 1-2, and it's inside, 2-2. Mendez, you can hear the grunt at 97 on that fastball. And Colas does not even look scared at the plate. As it counted, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Here comes the pitch from Mendez. And Colas takes it high, 3 balls and 2 strikes. And a great job from Colas to work the count back full. As there's now action in that bullpen for Lake Elsinore, it's number 21, Michael Morales. A little bit surprised right here, but Mendez already up to 52 pitches. Here's the 3-2 to Colas. And Colas, a ground ball to right, and it's going to be the second baseman, Valentine, who makes the throw in time. And the Grizzlies leave 2 runners on with no outs. We head to the 4th with no score. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details. This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Top of the fourth inning here in downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. No score between the Grizzlies and the Storm. As Leo Dallas, Dave Reese will lead things off against Isaiah Coupe. The Grizzlies have already left a couple runners in scoring position. Fresno has already left four runners in scoring position, 0 for 4 tonight. As there is a called strike count at 0-1 to Vries, who drew a walk his first time at the plate. Leo Dallas, DeVries, we've already seen the defensive ability tonight as Coupe will wind and deal. And that's inside, count at 1-1. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. Here comes the pitch, and it's a ground ball to third. Wimmer scoops it up. The throw to first is in time as Hinchman brings the glove in so he avoids DeVries running down the line. It goes 5-3 for the out, and here comes Roseman Verdugo, who is 0-for-1 with a strikeout. So 5-3 as Wimmer makes the play. And now Roseman Verdugo at the plate. Doesn't get any easier for both of these pitchers with this top of the lineup. As the pitch runs outside, count at 1-0. We also thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fourth. Again, bring your best ideas to life. The pitch from Coupe is a check swing, and did he go around? He did. Count of 1-1. As the first base umpire, Pedro Torres, said he went around. As Isaiah Coupe back on the bump, ready to go, winds and deals. And a ground ball to third again. Wimmer snags it once again. Off-balance throw in time. Ooh, pretty play from Braylon Wimmer. That ball had some good running action down the third baseline. And Wimmer, great job charging it, makes the play. Back-to-back 5-3 putouts now as it brings up the right fielder, Jacob Campbell, who's 0-for-1. As Wimmer, that one looked really nice right there, and the throw perfect to Hinchman. Wimmer has made a lot of really tough plays look easy this year, as that is line foul. Counted 0-1. Here in the top of the fourth inning, the Grizzlies and the Storm, 0-0. Glad you could join us. As the pitch from Coupe on its way, no balls and a strike. A good breaking ball, 0-2. Woo-hoo! The dandy curve at 75, 0-2. Coupe already ready to go. Coupe now will step off. You can see some tattoos from Isaiah Coupe. just part of his amazing story. His dad from Haiti. As here comes the 0-2. And that is a check swing in the dirt. And Campbell did go around, and Perry is just going to throw it down to Hinchman. And that will end the inning. A 1-2-3 inning for Isaiah Coupe. He has retired 11 in a row. We head to the bottom of the fourth with no score. We'll be back right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope, and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno is one of two certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891. Reclaim your confidence with help from Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno.
There are giants among us. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope, and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno is one of two certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or...
Bottom of the fourth inning, no score between Lake Elsinore and Fresno here in downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Braylon Wimmer, who's 1-for-1, will stride to the plate as the first pitch grounded softly to short. DeVries is up with it, the throw to first in time. Oh man, what a pretty play from DeVries. He even took his time on the throw. And with one out, here comes the DH in Luis Mendez. Mendez 0-for-1 with a double play. Manco Abbott Le Provence Apartment Homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Le Provence is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1 and 2 bedroom apartments. Visit their website at leprovenceapts.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. That pitch runs outside, 1-1. In the battle of Mendez. And we thank Manco Abbott for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies. As the 1-1 is a called strike. Now 1-2 to Mendez. Bottom of the fourth inning here at Chuck Chansey Park. August 3rd. 1-2. As Luis Mendez takes a pitch down low. 2-2. Glad you could join us here at Chuck Chansey Park. Saturday night baseball, a great night. We have back to school night, and of course the kiddos enjoying a night out before they have to go back and study this season, or this year, as here's the pitch to Mendez, and it's a fly ball out to shallow left field, dropping quick, and it will land foul. As both the left fielder in Kaufman and the third baseman and Troy going after it. Count remains at 2-2. We also have a special guest appearance by Thomas Nicholas. Rolls in Rookie of the Year and American Pie. As the count stays at 2-2. Miguel Mendez to Luis Mendez. Here comes the pitch. And it's outside 3-2. Now, the Grizzlies will finish off this series tomorrow against the Storm. 5:05 p.m. first pitch. As the payoff pitch on its way, and it's a fly ball out to center field. That ball has great carry. It's going to get up against the wall, and it will leave the yard. Luis Mendez touches them all. A solo shot out to deep center field, and the Grizzlies lead 1-0. Luis Mendez, a Grizzlies big fly. And just like that, Fresno has scored first in every game of this series. Luis Mendez, his fourth homer of 2024. He got a fastball to handle on the outside part of the plate, and he did the rest. As now it's Jason Hinchman, and he pops that one high in the air. Mendez, the pitcher, is going to be waved off by the first baseman in Long, who makes the second out. So it goes P3 for the second put out, as here comes the right fielder Brad Cumbis 0-for-1. So Luis Mendez, a 3-2 pitch, and he crushes it out to center field. So the Grizzlies have a 1-0 lead. As now it's Brad Cumbis. As the pitch is swung on and missed, counted 0-1. Fresno, 5 hits. They have finally found the scoreboard, thanks to Luis Mendez. As the pitch on its way outside, and the count of 1-1. So Mendez on Mendez crime, as the Grizzlies have a 1-0 lead. Here comes the pitch to Cumbis, and he swings and misses. Good pitch down and away as Cumbis way out in front of it. 1-2. Bottom of the fourth inning, the Grizzlies a 1-0 stake tonight. Brad Cumbis at the plate. 1-2 to see if he can connect on one. As he will take a pitch low, 2-2. Brad Cumbis, the former college football tight end. Played at Mississippi State as the pitch is a fly ball. That one's out to right center field. That one has good carry. And that one will get down off the wall. Cumbis is on his horse. He's showing his speed. He has the third, the slide. He's safe. Brad Cumbis has a 2-out triple to right center field. And just like that, more momentum for Fresno. Man, that ball was crushed by Cumbis out to right center. And then he showed off the wheels as he slides in a third base safely. And it's Darius Perry who has a single back in the third inning. So Brad Cumbis with a triple. That's his second of the season. And Fresno now has all kinds of hits tonight. They have a single, double, triple, and a homer. As here comes the pitch to Perry, and he swings and misses, counted 0-1. So Fresno now has 2 hits in 3 straight innings, 6 overall. They had 11 last night. As Perry looks to drive in Cumbis. Here comes the 0-1, and now time called by Perry a little bit late as Mendez was in the middle of his windup. So runner at third here with 2 outs as the Grizzlies looking to put up another run. Darius Perry looking to be the RBI recipient. As the pitch to Perry is a ground ball up the middle. It's going to be a tough play. The barehand play. Wow! Second baseman and Valentine. What a play as he breaks the heart of Darius Perry. And we head to the fifth with the Grizzlies leading 1-0. Mendez on Mendez crime. Luis Mendez, a solo homer. We'll be back right after this.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Top of the fifth inning here in downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Grizzlies lead the Storm 1-0 as B.Y. Choi will come to the plate against the left-hander in Isaiah Coupe. Coupe ready to go as he will wind and deal. And that's a called strike count at 0-1. Isaiah Coupe has been in the zone all night. He went 5 innings in his last start. As here's the pitch, and it's fouled off, count at 1-1, or 0-2, excuse me. In his start on July 12th at Lake Elsinore, 6 innings, 6 hits, 4 runs, 4 earned, 1 walk, 8 Ks. As the pitch on its way, that is called strike 3. Choi caught looking. That's now 7 Ks for Isaiah Coupe. First out of the inning, as it brings up catcher Oswaldo Linares, who's 0-1. Good pitch from Coupe. It was good morning, good afternoon, good night. And Isaiah Coupe now, he is in some kind of rhythm. The pitch outside 1-0. Isaiah Coupe really just in one of those zones right now. And for Fresno, looking to help him out. Here comes the pitch. That is just outside 2-0. Darius Perry trying to put the ball on the outside part of the plate. As here comes the 2-0. Coupe winds and deals. And it's a called strike count at 2-1. One thing Coupe is doing a great job of is getting the arm back and being able to get into rhythm towards the plate. Early in the first inning when the control was a little bit off, he was falling off the mound as that ball is fouled down the left field line. Count at 1-2. But he made a nice quick adjustment. And now he's been able to find the rhythm and the zone. And where he's on the mound right now on the third base side of the rubber, he's able to throw consistently as the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. As Coupe now looks in. And here's the pitch. And it swung on and missed. He struck out another. It's 8 Ks now for Isaiah Coupe. That is the second out of the inning, and here comes Braden Carpathios, who's 0-1. Whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. As the pitch from Coupe outside, 1-0. They are your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com. Or call 800-933-3689 today. As here's a fly ball lifted to left field, it will land foul, count at 1-1. And we thank Express Furniture Rental for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fifth. Again, 800-933-3689 today. 1-1 to Carpathios, and it misses outside, 2-1. Rental packages, housewares, electronics, and more. Express Furniture Rental. If you are on some kind of furniture and you're not watching on Bally Live, make sure you download it now. It's a free place to watch all minor league baseball games. Ground ball to second. Tevin Tucker underhand toss to first. In time, Isaiah Coupe has retired 14 in a row. We head to the bottom of the fifth. 1-0 Fresno.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope, and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno is one of two certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891. Reclaim your confidence with help from Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno.
Bottom of the fifth inning here in downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Grizzlies lead the Storm 1-0 as Tevin Tucker will waltz to the plate. 1-for-1 with a double as the pitch from Miguel Mendez swung on and missed by Tucker. Count an 0-1. Good pitch up in the zone on the inside part of the plate. Tevin Tucker, though, has taken some nice swings in this contest. As the pitch is outside, 1-1. Tevin Tucker, in his first at-bat, every swing he took looked like he was in rhythm and on the Mendez fastball as he drove the ball down the left field line. As Tucker, fly ball to shallow left field. That ball is in foul territory, and it's going to be caught by the third baseman in Choi. That ball had some awkward carry as Choi went back towards the Storm bullpen and made the play. That's the first out of the inning as it brings up the shortstop Andy Perez, who's 0-for-2. As there's action down in that bullpen for Lake Elsinore. And it's Morales once again, number 21. As the pitch to Perez is low, 1-0. Fresno leads 1-0 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Again, it's Morales down in the bullpen for Lake Elsinore. Here's a foul ball, and it's just going to go to the left of us. Count at 1-1. Expecting the ball up here. Here comes the 1-1 to Andy Perez. And it's a line drive foul. Count at 1-2. That was down the right field line. Manager Steve Solis watching as it went into the Grizzlies bullpen. Grizzlies manager and first base coach Steve Solis. Cesar Galvez, the Grizzlies bench coach, is their third base coach. Here comes the 1-2 to Andy Perez. And it's low, 2-2. The right-hander Mendez has been in a good zone, but up to 75 pitches now. Here comes the 2-2 from Mendez. And Andy Perez, another foul ball as Steve Solis will Olay it. I expect Steve Solis to make a better play than that. As counted 2-2, we'll have a mound visit between the catcher in Linares and the pitcher in Mendez. And heads up, Grizzlies fans, Chuck Chancey Park has enacted a clear back policy that started on June 1st in an effort to increase speed of entry at the ballpark and for the safety of all fans. All bags must be see-through, with the exception of small clutches and any necessary medical items, including diaper bags. All bags will still be subject to search at the gates. For more information, please visit FresnoGrizzlies.com/game day. Thank you for your understanding as we continue to make Chuck Chancey Park the greatest venue in all of minor league baseball here in the bottom of the fifth. Mound visit over as the umpire and Dylan Reeves had to go break up the conversation between Linares and Mendez. 2-2 to Perez, the pitch, and a line drive and a base hit to right field. Andy Perez for the second straight game has a single in his third at-bat. It's a one-out single for Perez. And Fresno now up to 7 hits tonight. As here comes left fielder Nolan Jones, who's 0-for-2. On rehab assignment from the Rockies, Jones looking for his first hit tonight. Coming into this contest, Nolan Jones had 2 home runs, 5 RBI, and the OPS over 1,400, 1.400. as that's outside. Count at 1-0. To be exact on Nolan Jones, a .417 batting average, 2 homers, 5 RBI, 5 runs, 4 walks, a 1.480 OPS. Here comes the 1-0. That's outside. 2 balls and no strikes. Here in the bottom of the 5th inning, 1-0 Fresno leads Lake Elsinore. Nolan Jones with 1 out and a runner at first at the plate. Here comes the pitch from Mendez, who comes set. Now a check on Perez, who's back safely. Perez, 10 for 15 in stolen base opportunities. Had 2 stolen bases in yesterday's contest. We're here on Saturday Night Baseball. Here comes the pitch to Nolan Jones, and he fouls it off. 2 balls and a strike as Jones gets a piece of it. Again, we gave you that clear bag policy in effect as of June 1st. More information, FresnoGrizzlies.com/gameday. Here in the bottom of the 5th inning. As here comes the 2-1 to Jones. It's low, 3 balls and a strike. And now Jones and a hitter's count for Mendez. He still has to face Colas, who's on deck. And he has to get through Nolan Jones somehow. They're in the bottom of the 5th. Here comes the 3-1 offering to Jones. And he fouls it off, 3-2. He was right on that pitch. And the count full now, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Here in the bottom of the 5th inning. Glad you could join us. Game 5 of this 6-game series. Nolan Jones, Holy Ghost Prep. That's where he went to high school when he was drafted by Cleveland, as there is a foul ball. The count stays the same at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nolan Jones had an opportunity to go to Virginia, but decided to take the opportunity by Cleveland. Nolan Allen Jones, his older brother Peyton, a goalie at Penn State, previously played for the Colorado Eagles, now in the Iowa Wild. Here's the 3-2. There goes Perez. That pitch is high. Ball 4. And Nolan Jones draws a walk. So Perez, who was running on the play, he will just wait at second base as Jones draws the walk. So now runners at first and second with 1 out for Robert Colas, as we will have a mound visit from the pitching coach and Robbie Price. First walk, by the way, for Mendez. So runners at first and second with 1 out. Colas 0 for 2, a strikeout looking and a ground out to second. Great job from Jones to draw the walk. As Fresno trying to find a way tonight here, up 1-0. Looking for the series win, your Fresno Grizzlies. Despite 6 games under .500, so momentum over the past week and a half. As here's Colas. Mendez looks back the runners and the pitch. And that's a called strike. Good breaking ball. Counted 0-1. Robert Colas, the number 11 prospect in the Rockies system, now is ranked as the top prospect on this Grizzlies roster. Here comes the 0-1 from Mendez. And it swung on and missed. A big hack comes up empty. 0-2. Colas looking to bring some damage. 18 years old. 6'2", 202 pounds from the Dominican Republic. Monte Plata, DR. Here's the 0-2 to Colas. And Colas will take a pitch down low. 1 ball and 2 strikes as Perez was scampering over there at second base. Robert Colas batted .349 over 49 games of the ACL, 10 homers, 45 RBI, 32 walks, and 12 stolen bases. Here comes the 1-2. And now a check on Perez, and he's back safely as the ball is thrown into center field, but he decides against going to third. As Perez had to make sure he wasn't hit by the throw from Mendez, the ball went into center. But Perez, by the time he realized it, it was already too late to go to third. You can tell that Perez was just happy that ball did not hit him in the back of the head. as the count remains at 1-2. Nolan Jones, the runner at first, Perez at second. Here's the pitch to Kalaz, and it's going to hit Kalaz, and he goes down in a heap. Oh, that hit him in the side, and he goes down to load the bases. So Kalaz was hit on the side by that fastball from Mendez at 94, and he is down in pain at the plate. Oh, that doesn't feel good right there. Perez will get to third. Jones gets to second. First hit by pitch tonight. And it will load the bases for Braylon Wimmer. Kalaz still being checked on right now as he's finally to his feet. Kalaz was a little bit surprised. He wanted to hit, so by the time that ball came in, Kalaz was in the middle of his swing path. As now, here comes the manager in Lucas Ray, and that will do it for Miguel Mendez. He is up to 88 pitches, and they will go to the pen right after this. We'll be back here at Chukchansey Park.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
There are giants among us. They are the men and women building and sustaining our nation.
We are still in the bottom of the fifth inning. Bases loaded, one out, and here's Braylon Wimmer, who's 1-for-2, as Michael Morales takes over on the mound for the Storm. As Wimmer looking to break this game open as the first pitch inside, count at 1-0. Mendez's line is not done yet as the right-hander leaves with the bases loaded and one out. The right-hander up to 88 pitches. As now Morales works in the jam against one of the most powerful hitters in the California League. As that is fouled off, count at 1-1. Good swing from Braylon Wimmer. 95 on that fastball from Morales. M-I-R-A-L-L-E-S. So Mendez 4 1/3 innings, so Morales will have to pitch at least 2/3. Here comes the 1-1 to Braylon Wimmer. And Wimmer, line drive, that's out to center field, and that ball gets down. It's a base hit, and station to station, it's 2-0 Fresno. An RBI single for Braylon Wimmer. Wimmer gets the job done. He has a multi-hit game, 2-for-3 now. Kalaz up to second, Nolan Jones to third, and Andy Perez making sure that ball wasn't caught scores. That's the second hit this inning for Fresno and a run. The hit towards Morales, the run given to Mendez though. And now it's Luis Mendez with the bases loaded and one out, who homered to center his last time 1-for-2. Here comes the pitch from Michael Morales, and Mendez swing. And a miss. Counted 0-1, and he did not want to go after that one. As Braylon Wimmer with the RBI, his 50th of the season, as the Grizzlies lead 2-0. Here's the pitch from Morales. And it is outside. The count now 1-1. Great eye there from Mendez, who powered his fourth homer in the fourth inning. As Morales on the bump. Mikel Morales is only 19 years old, 5'11", 160 pounds. Here comes the pitch, and that swung on and missed. Count at 1-2. That looked like a changeup from Mikel Morales, who's from Venezuela. This season for Morales is split time between two teams. With the Storm, his 11th game out of the bullpen, a 1-1 record. The pitch to Mendez is swung on and missed, and that is the second out. Good pitch right there as Mendez goes down. That is the first strikeout for Morales, second out of the inning. And here's Jason Hinchman, 1-for-2, a double and a pop-up. A 4.40 ERA for Morales, 2 holds, 0-for-1 in save chances. Also made 11 appearances with the ACL Padres. As the pitch is outside of Hinchman, 1-0. Jason Hinchman, a multi-hit game yesterday, already a double tonight. Bases loaded here with 2 outs. Frezzell looking to find a way to bring in more runs. The pitch to Hinchman fouled off, counted 1-1. He was right on that fastball at 94. The Grizzlies ducks on the pond, and Fresno hungry for some more runs, up 2-0. The RBI single from Braylon Wimmer. Also a solo home run from Luis Mendez. The pitch to Hinchman is low, 2-0. Jason Hinchman was on an 8-game hit streak just a couple nights ago. Lost his hit streak, and then the multi-hit game yesterday. Already a double at the bat at 99 in the second inning. Here comes the 2-1 to Jason Hinchman. And Hinchman, line drive up the middle, a base hit. That scores one. Here comes Colas. He will score. The ball gets past the center fielder, and Hinchman can run. He will head to third. Hinchman being waved in. Here he comes. Here he comes. He is going to score. Jason Hinchman unloads the bases. Around he goes, and Frezzell leads 6-0. A little league inside the park, grand salami. And Frezzell leads 6-0 here in the fifth inning. It's going to be a single and then probably a 3-base error as Fresno, they clear the bases. Hinchman knowing it, the big smiles, he rounded third and he scored. You can tell with that smile, what a shot for Jason Hinchman. It's going to be at least 2 RBIs for Hinchman, but it's 6-0 Fresno. Wow! And just like that, this crowd is into it as the mound visit here from the pitching coach. So Jason Hinchman, it's going to be a 2-RBI single. Wimmer comes in to score. So does Colas. There's also going to be an error on the play. It's going to be E8. As Hinchman rounds the bases, Jones, Colas, and Wimmer all score. Third hit, and now 4 runs. So 5 this inning for Frezzell. They lead 6-0. As here's the pitch, and that is inside. Count at 1-0 to Brad Cumbest. As Stu Flezin the third starts to loosen down in that Grizzlies pen. A long inning for Coupe to sit through. Here's the 1-0 to Cumbest. From the right-hander Morales, and that swung on a miss. Count at 1-1. So Fresno has 6 runs on 9 hits. They have a 5-run fifth inning. As the Grizzlies lead 6-0, a little league inside the park, grand salami, but it's only going to be a 2-RBI single with an error on the center fielder. So there is an error this inning as well. Cumbest, the 8th batter this frame. As here comes the pitch, fouled off. 2-2 now to Cumbest. So a 2-RBI single for Jason Hinchman with E8 on the play. As here comes the 2-2 to Cumbest. And he will take inside, 3 balls and 2 strikes. 6-0 Fresno leads Lake Elsinore. This Grizzlies team looking for a series win tonight against the Storm. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander in Morales, and a ground ball foul by Cumbest as he stays alive. And for Morales, has to be demoralizing. He had an opportunity to get Hinchman out, and he lined it up the middle. So single E8, 2 RBI officially on the ruling. It cleared the bases as here comes the pitch. And it is called strike 3, and that will end the inning. But Fresno scores 5 runs in the frame. They bring 8 batters to the plate. It's 6-0 as we head to the top of the 6th. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope. And it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno is one of 2 certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891. Reclaim your confidence with help from Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno.
There are giants among us. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the 6th inning, 6-0. Fresno leads Lake Elsinore. Fresno put up a 5-run bottom of the 5th. And because of the long inning, the Grizzlies have decided to go to the bullpen. And Stu Flesland the 3rd, as here's a line drive out to center field, playable for Kalaz, and he's there, and Kaufman retired. So 1 pitch, 1 out for Stu Flesland the 3rd. He takes over for Isaiah Coupe, who was brilliant tonight because he left with a no-hitter. Isaiah Coupe, 5 innings, no hits. He had no runs, 1 walk, and he struck out 8. As the pitch is a called strike from the home plate umpire Dylan Reeves towards Chase Valentine from Stu Flesland the 3rd. 1 out here in the top of the 6th inning. Valentine 0-for-1. Here's the pitch. And that swung on and missed, 0-2. Good pitch from Stu Flesland the 3rd. As the Grizzlies looking to continue their dominance. Stu Flesland the 3rd, a 1-1 record of 5.08 ERA. 39 innings this year. As he looks in, here comes the 0-2 from Valentine. And it swung on and missed. He's down on strikes. He chased after one for the 2nd out of the inning. First strikeout for Stu Flesland the 3rd. So 2 outs now. As it brings up first baseman in Ethan Long, who's 0-for-2. Good pitch from Stu Flesland the 3rd. As the Grizzlies lead 6-0. As the pitch is swung on and missed, counting no balls and 1 strike. Ethan Long, the leadoff hitter for Lake Elsinore. Isaiah Coupe, what an outing though. 8 punch outs for Coupe. as the pitch is in the dirt, count of 1-1. For Fresno, for Isaiah Coupe, he retired the final 14 batters he faced. He had a one-out walk in the first inning. Here comes the pitch, and that's outside, counted 2 balls and a strike. So that means for Isaiah Coupe, he retired 15 of the 16 batters he faced tonight. What a job for Coupe. Here comes the pitch from Stu Flez on the third, inside, 3-1. Two outs here in the top of the sixth inning. 6-0 Fresno, a 5-run fifth, which included the bases clearing 2 RBI single from Jason Hinchman. He scored on the crazy little league play. As there's a line drive in, a left field, a base hit. And that is the first hit tonight for Lake Elsinore. As Ethan Long delivers, and the no-hitter is over. So the Grizzlies, they get into the sixth inning on that no-hitter. As now it's Leo Dallas DeVries 0-for-1 with the walk. So the combined no-hitter is now over as Ethan Long with the base hit. As the pitch on its way, that is low, 1 ball and no strikes. But the Grizzlies, this is a team that still has a lot of work to do. This Lake Elsinore team is not one that will go down just quietly. As the pitch from Stu Flez in the third is fouled off, count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fresno scoring first again, but Lake Elsinore has scored in previous games coming from behind in one of the games of this series. As here comes the pitch from the southpaw, and it is a called strike up in the zone, count at 1-2. DeVries didn't agree with the call as Stu Flez in the third with that long blonde hair looking for his second punch out of the inning. Flez in the third, 6'5", 207 pounds, 23 years old. Disgusting stuff. Here's the 1-2, and that was a fly ball to left, fouled. Count stays the same. Top of the sixth inning here at Chuck Chansey Park as the Fresno Grizzlies looking for the series win. And Isaiah Coupe putting a stamp possibly on a California League Pitcher of the Week. Here comes the 1-2. Swung on and miss, and that will end the inning. Stu Flez in the third strikes out a pair in a clean frame. We head to the bottom of the sixth right after this. Grizzlies 6-0.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope, and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno is one of 2 certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891. Reclaim your confidence with help from Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope, and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno is one of 2 certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891. Reclaim your confidence with help from Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno.
There are giants among us. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Bottom of the sixth inning, 6-0 Fresno leads Lake Elsinore as Darius Perry will stride to the plate 1-for-2 with a single. as the Grizzlies looking for a series win tonight here at Chuck Chancey Park. Saturday Night Baseball. Boy, tonight's been fun. Right-hander Mikel Morales still on the bump as the pitch to Perry is a called strike, count at 0-1. Final line for Miguel Mendez, 4 1/3 innings, 7 hits, 4 runs they were earned. 1 walk, he had 1 hit by pitch and 4 Ks. As now the right-hander Morales on the bump. As he will come set, here comes the 0-1. That swung on a missed, 0-2. Good pitch down the zone from Morales at 93. As we look around the California League scoreboard right now, 6-1 Inland Empire leads Modesto in the ninth inning. Rancho Cucamonga leads San Jose 6-2 in the seventh. And in the top of the seventh, Stockton Visalia tied at 2. As a check swing and Perry, did he go around? Yes, he did. He's down on strikes. Third strikeout for Morales. First out of the innings. Here comes second baseman in Tevin Tucker. 1-for-2 with a double. As the Grizzlies looking for a big win tonight. Tucker, the 9-hole hitter in this Fresno lineup. Experience the ultimate party at Chuck Chancey. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Springs Spa and Salon, as that's a foul ball. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChuckChanceyGold.com. Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Chuck Chancey Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. Join the party soon. We thank Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies. As Tucker takes a pitch outside, 1-1. Here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Fresno, that 5-run fifth, the big one. Luis Mendez started with a home run in the fourth inning, though. As here's a fly ball lifted out of play. Count of 1-2. Remember, if you come to the ballpark, make sure that you're paying attention to foul balls and broken bats, especially if you're on your phone. We want you to enjoy this game, and a lot of fans sometimes are checking their phones when foul balls are right near them as the count at 1-2. Here comes the pitch to Tevin Tucker from the right-hander in Morales. And it's fouled off by Tucker towards the first base side. Count remains at 1-2. Doesn't matter where you're sitting, the Grizzlies here at Chuck Chancey Park have netting all the way down on both sides of the field, part of minor league baseball regulations to keep the fans safe. But a lot of foul balls with tons of exit velocity, as that will miss low. 2-2. Great job from Tucker to take that pitch. Count of 2-2. Here in the bottom of the sixth inning. As the Grizzlies looking to add on some more runs right here. 2-2. Tucker. Hey, he will foul it off, and the count stays the same as Linares. That was off the mask from Mikel Morales' pitch, and Tucker fouling it off. So 2-2. 94 on that pitch there as Tucker fouled it off. Mikel Morales, 19 years old. Comes set around the belt. Here comes his 2-2 offering. And it is swung on and missed. And that, they're actually saying it was a foul ball. Okay, Linares, you can see him hobbling a little bit. That ball is still at home plate. Linares tried to catch it and apparently got too much of him. A foul ball. So, not a strikeout, 2-2. And Tucker stays alive here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Tucker awaits once again as the right-hander and Morales come set. The pitch, and it is called strike 3, and Tucker caught looking. Tucker can't believe it. That's the fourth strikeout now for Morales. Every out he's recorded has been through the K. And with 2 away, here's Andy Perez, 1-for-3, a single and a run scored. As once again, this Grizzlies team, tons of offense so far. They have 9 hits. The pitch from Morales on its way as Perez will take a ball outside, 1-0. This Grizzlies team, if you look at 5 of their last 6 wins, that's right, 5 of their last 6 wins, this Grizzlies team has had 10 or more hits. 71 totals. That is fouled off. Count at 1-1. 14.2 hits per game, which include that 22-hit outburst against Stockton. But five of the Grizzlies' last six wins, they have 10 or more hits, and Fresno one away from that category again. As that is a ground ball up the middle, and there is hit number 10, as Andy Press sneaks one in center field. And the Grizzlies have hit double digits here in the sixth inning. Perez a multi-hit game again. A single as it brings up Nolan Jones, who is 0 for 2, a walk and a run. Fresno now has at least one hit in their last five innings. And it's Nolan Jones. Andy Perez, another multi-hit game for Perez. This season, Perez has 35 of them. The pitch to Nolan Jones on its way from the right-hander Morales, and it's inside. Count of one ball and no strikes. Nolan Jones, as we said, on Major League Rehab, his fifth game with Fresno. It's been a pleasure to have him all week. He has really made a difference in this clubhouse. Fresno has been very strong with him as that pitch misses. Two balls and no strikes. As Fresno trying to find a way to add more runs, Nolan Jones has two homers. Here comes the 2-0. As the right-hander's pitch is a ground ball to the first baseman Long, and Jones is out. That will end the inning. So the Grizzlies still lead 6-0. We head to the seventh right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope, and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic at Fresno is one of two certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891. Reclaim your confidence with help from Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno.
There are giants among us. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Top of the seventh inning here in downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Stu Flezen the third back out for another inning of work as he takes on Roseman Verdugo. Here comes a pitch from the lefty, and it is a called strike count at 0-1. Grizzlies, 6 runs, 10 hits, no errors. The Storm, no runs, 1 hit, 1 error. Verdugo 0 for 2 tonight. The pitch from Stu Flezen, the third, is outside. And the count now at 1-1 here in the top of the seventh inning. And the Fresno Grizzlies would like to thank Chicken Shack for providing tonight's press box food. Chicken Shack has the freshest chicken in the Valley. Here's the pitch. That is fouled off. And the count now at 1-2. You can have your choice of fingers, wings, salads, wraps, and the famous Buffalo Chicken Fries. There are 6 locations around the Central Valley ready to serve you today. Shack it up your way at the Chicken Shack. Here's the pitch from Stu Flezen the third, and it is just outside. 2-2 as Perry is looking to throw the ball down. So now two balls and two strikes. And again, we'd like to thank Chicken Shack for being a proud partner and tonight's press box food of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the seventh. Here's the pitch from Flez in the third inside. Three balls and two strikes as he loses the pitch right there. Here on August 3rd, crazy to think we've now played 100 games this season. Here's the 3-2, and it swung on and missed. Actually, got a foul tip into the glove of Perry, and Flez in the third picks up his third strikeout. First out of the inning, 11th strikeout overall for Fresno pitching, and now it's Jacob Campbell who's 0-2. And all of a sudden, this Grizzlies team has some really big momentum. Last night winning 6-1, and tonight up 6-0. And now it's Jacob Campbell who has a walk-off hit against Fresno this year as he fouls it off count at 0-1. That was back at Lake Elsinore Diamond about 3 weeks ago, where at the time the Grizzlies were a little bit on the rough side of things. They were right near the All-Star break. They had dropped a couple road games in a row, as that is a called strike count at 0-2, which included being swept by Modesto at John Thurman Field and losing 5-6 to San Jose. But a different story this time around against the Storm, where Fresno looks like they have tons of momentum. Here comes the pitch from Stu Flez in the third, and it's a line drive into right field, a base hit. That's a one-out hit for Campbell. Inside-out pitch right there. And a second hit overall for Lake Elsinore. Here's B.Y. Choi, who's 0-2. Choi just joining the Storm roster. Going to help out them for the remainder of this year and the postseason. The Storm won the first half in the California League South Division. Here in the top of the seventh inning. Stay tuned for the postgame show tonight as well. Stu Flez in the third comes set the pitch. And a good breaking ball counted 0-1 outside part of the plate. Perfectly placed from Flez in the third. He was appearing in his 26th game. He's made one start, 1-1 record of 5.12 ERA. As that pitch is a called strike, 0-2. Flez in the third has three holds, 0-1 in save chances. The team 13-12 when he pitches this year. 38 2/3 innings. He's had a little bit of some control issues. As here comes the 0-2. From the lefty, Flez in the third, and that is called strike three. Good pitch, and Choi can't believe it, who's down on strikes for the third time tonight. Fourth strikeout for Stu Flez in the third. And with two outs, here's Oswaldo Linares, who's 0-2 with two Ks. So Flez in the third now has struck out four batters. And he's one shy now of a career high. As the pitch is a called strike, counted 0-1. Now Flez in the third had not appeared yet in this series, so he was expected to pitch today, and there was some talk before in the game today where one member of our press box said that Stu Flez in the third was going to strike out at least four batters. Well, he's called it. As the count now at 0-2, and Flez in the third looking for his fifth strikeout to tie a career high. Here comes the 0-2. Stu Flez in the third, time called. Looks back the runner. Here comes the 0-2. Long pause, the pitch, and a fly ball to left field. That has great carry on it. Back at the track, Jones looks up. He leaps, and he cannot make the play, did he? He actually made the catch. Are you kidding me? Nolan Jones! He makes the catch. He shows it up against the wall, and that will end the inning. No way he caught that ball. Look at this replay right here. Out to left field, Nolan Jones. Wow, we will head to the stretch right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Well, after a great catch from Nolan Jones to end the top of the seventh, the Grizzlies looking to add more runs as they lead 6-0 here at Chuck Chancey Park. Bottom of the seventh inning, Robert Kalaz at the plate as he will line one to right field, and he has himself a base hit. Second hit as a Grizzly. He is now 1-for-3. He had a hit by pitch and a run his last at bat. His second single to right. And Fresno has a hit in 6 straight innings, 11 overall. As here's Braylon Wimmer, 2-for-3, an RBI single and a run. As the Grizzlies, they lead 6-0. Great job from Kalaz to stay on that pitch from Morales as that pitch misses to Wimmer, count at 1-0. Here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Hey, Grizzlies fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Ya Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Here's the 2-0 to Wimmer. From Morales, and it is a ball outside, 3-0. Find the Metro Local Supermarket and bring them home today. We thank Pete and Jerry's for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies and Minor League Baseball here in the bottom of the seventh. Here comes the 3-0 to Wimmer. Morales' pitch on its way, inside, ball 4. Runners now at first and second with no outs, and Luis Mendez coming to the plate. Second walk issued by Storm Pitching. Mendez 1-for-3, a solo homer back in the fourth. And Morales is just trying to eat some innings up for Lake Elsinore. Here in the bottom of the seventh inning. As here comes the pitch to Luis Mendez. Morales, long pause. And Mendez will ground one up the middle. This could be 2-4-6-3, and it gets away, and this is going to put runners at first and third now with one out. That ball bounced all the way back to the first baseman Long, who was literally stretching at first base. So it's going to be a fielder's choice as Kalaz gets to third. Wimmer, he is out at second. It goes 4-6 on the fielder's choice, one out. Runners at the corners now for Jason Hinchman. 2-for-3, a 2-RBI single, which cleared the bases. It was an inside-the-park Little League home run. Grand slam is what you would call it, I guess. Here comes the pitch to Hinchman. It's outside, count at 1-0. Here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Here on August 3rd. As there's action in the bullpen. Here comes the 1-0 to Hinchman, and it's a ball inside, 2-0. It is number 38, Yeri Landinez, is in the bullpen. Two balls, no strikes. Here comes the pitch to Hinchman. Runners at the corners with one out. And it is just outside. Three balls and no strikes. 6-0 Fresno here in the bottom of the seventh inning. The Grizzlies looking to add on more right now. So three balls, no strikes. Brad Cumbis awaits on deck. He has a triple tonight. Here's the 3-0. Morales, long pause, the pitch, and it is down, ball four, and this will load the bases again. Mendez to second. Hinchman trots down to first with another walk. So now bases loaded, one out, and here comes trouble in Brad Cumbis. As a mound visit appearing, and Morales looking back towards the bullpen, and the manager and Lucas Ray, I think he's going to take the ball from the righty. Actually, it's the pitching coach in Robbie Price. Now, Price is listed at number 15 on the roster, but he's 51 right now with his jersey. As he will head back to the dugout, it was the pitching coach. So, bases loaded, one out, and it's Brad Cumbis. Cumbis has a few home runs this year, but we know the power that he possesses. We saw that in the fourth inning. We had a triple. With the bases loaded, if he can do it again, clear the bases. Here comes the first pitch, and Cumbis takes a strike count at 0-1. Good fastball right there. So no balls, one strike. Cumbis waiting the pitch from Morales. Here's the 0-1, and that is just high. And the count at one ball and one strike. Also a little bit outside as Morales trying to pinpoint there. The right-hander came in for Miguel Mendez. So both of these pitchers for Lake Elsinore have the initials MM. Miguel Mendez, Michael Morales, as that misses. And the count at two balls and a strike. Another close pitch and a great take from Cumbis. As now he's ahead in the count here on August 3rd. Fresno Saturday Night Baseball looking for a series win. Here comes the pitch to Cumbis and he swings and misses. Count it 2-2. Good fastball right there as Cumbis misses it. Cumbis, one of the highest swing and miss rates and pitches in the zone on this team. But the ability to drive the baseball is what makes him so dangerous. Let's see if he gets another fastball to handle right here from Morales, or if Morales will go with the breaking ball outside. Here comes the 2-2 offering, and it's a ground ball foul as everyone was going on the play. Ducks on the pond. Bases loaded. Bottom of the seventh. Grizzlies lead 6-0. One out here in the frame. Colas the runner at third. Mendez the runner at second, Hinchman the runner at first. Here comes another 2-2 to Cumbis. And it is swung on and missed. He went to the slider and Cumbis is down on strikes for the third time tonight. Second out of the inning, fifth strikeout for Morales. And here comes Darius Perry. Perry 1-for-3, a single in the third inning. As the right-hander Morales now trying to work out of trouble. A big strikeout right there for Morales. He has 5-9 strikeouts by Lake Elsinore pitching. As that's going to get to the backstop and it's going to score. Colas, he's in. And it's 7-0 here in the seventh inning. Colas showing off his speed. Got there in a hurry, standing up on the wild pitch. Every runner advances. And the Grizzlies have now hit the extra point tonight. As Mendez to third. Hinchman to second. Fresno another run. That's the third run allowed by Morales on the wild pitch. Runners at second and third now with two outs. And Perry ground ball to third. It goes foul. Count of one ball and one strike. So officially a wild pitch, advancing all the runners. And this Grizzlies team, 7 runs on 11 hits. Going back to that stat, Fresno, 5 of their last 6 wins. The offense has recorded 10 or more hits. 71 total, 14.2 a game. They have 11 again tonight. As Perry will take a pitch in the dirt, two balls and a strike for Linares. Great job blocking that ball in the dirt. Lots of momentum for Fresno, who are 8-2 in their last 10 games. Two balls and one strike. The pitch to Darius Perry, and it swung on and missed. Count it 2-2. Darius Perry looking for another multi-hit game, extended his hit streak to four games tonight, the longest he's had this year. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Bottom of the seventh inning. 7-0 Fresno leads Lake Elsinore. Here comes the pitch to the UCLA product as he lines one out to left field, and that ball is going to get down. It's going to score one. Here comes the second runner. He's safe. It's 9-0 Fresno as Darius Perry has a multi-hit games and a multi-RBI game. It is 9-0 as that ball got down in left field. Kaufman made a great throw to the plate, but both Mendez and Hinchman score, and the Grizzlies have 9 runs on 12 hits, and that will end the night for Michael Morales. We'll be back with a pitching change right after this.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope, and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno is one of two certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891. Reclaim your confidence with help from Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Still in the bottom of the seventh inning, Grizzlies lead the Storm 9-0. Runner at first with two outs as Tevin Tucker at the plate. As the pitch is a high pop-up, this is drifting back and it should be out of play. And a souvenir for a lucky fan, counting no balls and one strike. Yeri Landinez takes over on the mound, wears number 38. First time he's worn that number, but second time in this series. As the Grizzlies have a 3 spot here in the 7th inning, 9 runs on 12 hits after the 2 RBI single from Darius Perry. As the pitch from Landinez is going to hit Tucker in the helmet. Oh man, that did not look good. 95. And Tevin Tucker a little bit stunned as he will head down to first base. And of course, athletic trainer Justin Wilson to go check on Tucker. That did not look good, but Tevin Tucker, you can tell he's a gamer as he's saying he's okay, giving his equipment to the bat boy, and now they're just checking to make sure he's fine. Tevin Tucker smiling a little bit. There's the laughter we love to see, and he will head down as he points towards Landina saying no trouble at all, as Perry will waltz to second base. And Al Tucker is on for Andy Perez, the eighth batter this inning. A hit by pitch. So second hit by pitch tonight for Fresno. Both looked painful. As now it's Andy Perez who's 2-for-4, another multi-hit game. He's also scored a run. Now look to drive in some more runs. As now we have time called. 9-0 Fresno here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Eighth batter this frame. Runners at first and second with two outs. Here comes the pitch from the righty Lendinez, and it's a called strike count at 0-1. As that was inside, but Lendinez got the called strike. Morales' line is not done just yet. He's allowed 5 hits, 5 runs. We'll see how many are earned. 2 walks, 1 hit by pitch, and 5 Ks. That swung on and missed. And the count now at 0-2. Actually, at 0 hit by pitches, as that went to Lendinez in the first batter he faced. So count at 0-2 now to Andy Perez. As the right-hander Lendinez comes set, here's the pitch from the righty. Long pause again. And Perez, swing and a miss, and that will end the inning. But the Grizzlies put up another 3 runs. They lead 9-0. We head to the eighth right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There are giants among us. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Top of the eighth inning here in downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Grizzlies lead the Storm 9-0. Stu Flezin, the third, back out for another frame. As the first pitch is inside, count of 1 ball and 0 strikes to Braden Carpathios, who's 0-for-2. Grizzlies, 5 runs in the fifth, 3 runs in the seventh. They have 12 hits tonight. As the pitch is a called strike count at 1-1. Good location there from Stu Flezin the third. Third inning of work now after he relieved Isaiah Coupe, who went 5 hitless and scoreless innings. Here comes the pitch from the lefty, and it's a foul ball. Count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. The Spokane Washington product, 11th round draft pick out of the University of Washington for Stu Flezin III in 2023. As a count now at 1 ball and 2 strikes. Here comes the pitch from Flezin III, and it is inside. Oh, Perry wanted to throw it down. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. So 2 balls, 2 strikes. Here comes the pitch from the lefty, and it's just outside. 3-2. Just miss as Perry trying to frame that location. Three balls, two strikes. Flies in the third towards Karpathios, and it is just inside. Ball four. And that's the first walk for Flez in the third. Second by Fresno pitching. And here comes Spence Kaufman, who's 0 for 2 with two flyouts to center field tonight. 9-0, the Grizzlies lead the Storm. Great start from Isaiah Coupe. Set the tone for tonight's contest. Here comes the pitch, and it's a fly ball, and this one's going to go foul, counting no balls and one strike. Here in the top of the eighth inning, scores around the California League. 2-2 in the ninth inning between the Ports and the Rawhide, just down the road. Also in the ninth inning, tied at 6, San Jose and Rancho Cucamonga, as that is a called strike. And the count at 0-2. And finally, Inland Empire beating Modesto 6-1 at John Thurman Field. So the 66ers a big win. Fresno up 9-0 here in the eighth. The 0-2. And a line drive to right field, a base hit. That ball gets down. And now heading to third base is Karpathios, and he will get in there. So runners at the corners with no outs for Chase Valentine, who's 0-2. So Kaufman with the single, third hit for Lake Elsinore. And Chase Valentine, the nine-hole hitter to the plate, first and third with no outs. As now time called as a new baseball for Stu Flezlin, the third. Top of the eighth inning. Chukchansey Park, downtown Fresno, California. Glad you could tune in tonight. We'll finish up the series tomorrow as Stu Flezlin, the third's pitch is inside. Count of one ball and no strikes. Here in the top of the eighth inning, Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. Here's the pitch. That swung on a miss. Count of 1-1. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. As there is a foul ball, 1-2. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the eighth. One ball, two strikes, the pitch. It's low, two balls, two strikes. Good stop there from Darius Perry. Halts any advancement from both runners. Stu Flez in the third inning of work. He's only up to 42 pitches, so Flez in the third trying to eat up as many innings as possible. As there's action down the bullpen for the Grizzlies, it's Jake Madden. As that ball lifted foul, and the count stays the same. Two balls and two strikes. Here on August 3rd, the Grizzlies looking for a series win. We have said that multiple times, but Fresno, they've been really good at home here in the second half. And after being swept against San Jose, they needed a big win like this. Here comes the 2-2, and it is foul tipped into the glove, and that is the first out. Valentine has struck out three times tonight. The Dutch Bros strikeout batter. Fifth strikeout for Stu Flez in the third, and that is a career high for the lefty. One out now for Ethan Long, who's 1-3, as pitching coach Jerry Sullivan coming out to talk to Stu Flez in the third, just to calm him down a little bit. So Stu Flez in the third, five punch outs. A new career high for the lefty. As we can watch Jerry Sullivan, who has ties to the Padres organization, played for the Padres organization back in the day. Jerry Sullivan got up to AAA El Paso, was a very, very good pitcher. And now a pitching coach for your Grizzlies, as he was trying to figure out what was going on. And we actually have a pinch hitter right here for Lake Elsinore. Ethan Long is out of the game. Now it's a lefty-lefty matchup. as we will have a pinch hitter. Here comes the offering, and it's outside. Count of one ball and no strikes. Actually called a strike, no, 0-1. So it's not Ethan Long trying to get a number. I believe it's number 31. But I don't see one on the roster as that is inside. And the count of one ball and one strike. It's Caden Hollow. So Caden Hollow is the pinch hitter. As the 1-1 on its way from Flesland the third, and it's a called strike count at 1-2. Good location down the zone. So Hollow pinch hitting for Ethan Long. Don't know the reason why. Maybe because of the score? Or maybe an opportunity for Hollow to drive in a run. Here's the 1-2, and it swung on and missed. An elevated pitch from Stu Flesland the third, and he's got 6 punch outs now. That is a new career high for Stu Flesland the third. Second out of the inning, and here's Leodalis DeVries 0-2 with a walk. First and third with 2 outs, and here comes manager Steve Solis. And for Stu Flesland the third, he will be taken out of this game, but he should have a round of applause. What a job. We'll be back right after this. Jake Madden into the game.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope, and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno is one of 2 certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891. Reclaim your confidence with help from Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. We're still in the top of the eighth inning. 9-0 Fresno leads Lake Elsinore. As Jake Madden's first pitch is inside to Leodalis DeVries. Count of 1 ball and no strikes. As Jake Madden looking to get out of this frame without any damage. Here comes the pitch from the righty. And it's fouled off. Count at 1-1. 9-0 Fresno as Stu Flesland the third, an outstanding outing. He is still in line for the runners at the corners here. But 2 outs after 2 big strikeouts of Valentine and then the pinch hitter in Hollow. Here's the 1-1 to DeVries from Madden. Winds and deals, and that's a pop-up out to left field. Coming in, Nolan Jones, and that's an easy put-out to end the inning. What a job from Jake Madden. What a job from Stu Flesland the third and your Grizzlies as we head the bottom of the eighth, 9-0. We'll be back right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope, and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno is one of two certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891. Reclaim your confidence with help from Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
There are giants among us. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Bottom of the eighth inning, 9-0 Fresno leads Lake Elsinore here at Chuck Chancey Park as Nolan Jones will lead things off for your Grizzlies. First pitch to Jones outside, called strike, 0-1 from right-hander Yeri Landinez. Jones 0-3, a walk and a run scored. Been a quiet night for Jones as here comes the 0-1 offering. And Jones fouls it off, no balls and two strikes. Caden Hollow stays in the game. He's the first baseman. Pinch hit for Ethan Long back in the top of the eighth inning. Fresno looking for a shutout win tonight now. As here's the pitch to Jones, 0-2 from Landinez. And Jones will line one foul. Count stays the same, no balls and two strikes. So your Fresno Grizzlies up 9-0. They're looking for their ninth shutout win of the 2024 season. And this is game 100 here in the 2024 campaign. As here's the 0-2 to Jones. And it's a foul ball once again as he stays alive. Jones looks healthy, ready for the big leagues once again. But, of course, we don't know when his rehab stint will come to an end. Jones will probably meet the team at some point in the next couple of days. As here comes the 0-2 to Jones. And it's high, one ball and two strikes. Nolan Jones, he is about to become a dad. Fiance is about to give birth to their first kid. It's going to be a baby girl. As here comes the 1-2 from Landinez. And it's a fly ball again lifted out of play. And so for Jones, he's been waiting for the call that his wife is in labor. As the count of one ball and two strikes. So there could be a new member of not only the Grizzlies, but the Rockies family as well. Very, very soon. As here's the 1-2 to Nolan Jones. The pitch from Landinez is inside. Two balls and two strikes. Nolan Jones had an outstanding 2023 campaign with the Rockies, finished fourth in Rookie of the Year voting. Should have won it, though, as here comes the 2-2. He's ready. Here's the pitch from Landinez. And Jones takes in the dirt, three balls and two strikes. That ball skipped into the plate. Nolan Jones, fifth game with Fresno. Coming into tonight's game, batting .417 with two homers, five RBI. He scored a sixth run tonight, though. He also has four walks as well. There's the 3-2 to Jones. And he swings and misses for the third time tonight. Good pitch from Landinez. That's Landinez's second strikeout. And with one out here in the bottom of the eighth inning, it brings up Robert Calaz. Calaz had his second hit back in the seventh inning in a Grizzlies uniform, scored a run. He was also hit by a pitch, so two runs tonight for Calaz in the number three spot in this lineup. Here's the pitch from the right-hander in Landinez. And it is a foul ball count at 0-1. One out here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Stay tuned for the postgame show. We'll give you a wrap-up of tonight's action. Fresno three outs away from a big series win, as both San Jose, Rancho Cucamonga, Stockton, Visalia headed two extras. As that pitch runs outside, 1-1. So two extra inning games in the California League tonight. And we're hoping for Rancho Cucamonga to find a way to beat San Jose so the Grizzlies can gain a game on the Giants. As here's a foul ball, count at 1-2. Again, if you're on your phone at the ballpark, making sure that you don't get hit by any line drives or foul balls. As the count of 1-2. 1-2 to Kalaz. Here's the pitch from Landinez. And Kalaz will chop it foul. And the count stays the same, 1-2. Kalaz still trying to adjust here to single-A Fresno, just his second game. But boy, he has made an impression. The size at 18 years old. Signed as an international free agent for $1.7 million in 2023. Here's the 1-2 to Kalaz. And he fouls it off and will do it again at the same count. One of the top price prospects in this Rocky system in Kalaz. At the time when he signed, he was 17 years old. And ever since then, he has just hit the baseball. Led the ACL in the triple crown categories. 1-2 again. The pitch. And it is outside 2-2. Great take from Kalaz. Didn't chase after the fastball in 95. But 18 years old, you can tell how mature he is at the plate in terms of that discipline, especially after a pitch like that. 2-2. And it's another foul ball. Deep at bat now between both Kalaz and the pitcher Landinez. Landinez is 6'1", 170 pounds, a former infielder turned into a pitcher in Landinez. Here comes the 2-2 offering. And it is a check swing. Did it go around? And he did not in the count, full 3-2. Great job. You could tell the wrist strength from Kalaz. He held up just in time. As the Storm quiet on their side of the field, this Grizzlies team lead 9-0. Kalaz looking to make it 10 with one swing of the bat. Here's the 3-2 from Landinez. And it swung on and missed. Oh, good pitch. Passed the bat in 95. And that's the second out. Back-to-back strikeouts. Three straight strikeouts, actually, for Landinez. As here's Braylon Wimmer, who's reached base three times. 2-for-3, an RBI single. A walk and a run scored. As he would like to get on base. This Grizzlies team, again, all over with 12 hits tonight. The only batter without a hit, Nolan Jones, as Wimmer flies one out to right center. That ball is good carry. The right fielder, though, going back in. Campbell is there, and he will make the catch to end the inning. But the Grizzlies, three outs away from a shutout, and that's what they're looking to do right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details. This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun.
Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape.
Top of the ninth inning here in downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. And it's going to be a pinch hitter. Number 27, Lamar King Jr. will pinch hit here for Verdugo. As here comes the pitch, and it's swung on and missed. Count at 0-1. Good pitch down the zone from Jake Madden here in the ninth inning. So Verdugo pinch hit four here in the ninth. And it's Lamar King Jr. as he flies one to deep left field at the track, at the wall, and it is gone. That ball was crushed. This time Jones will not make a play. And it is 9-1. Lamar King Jr., a solo home run, a pinch hit solo home run, and the shutout will not happen tonight for Fresno. So close as the Grizzlies allow their first run. So that's the fourth hit for the Storm. 9-1 now as it's Jacob Campbell. As Lamar King Jr., number 27 with the home run. As it is Jacob Campbell. First home run for King Jr., by the way, in a Storm uniform. As the count at 1-0. Home run allowed by Madden. So make sure you put that into your score books. Here comes the pitch from the righty Madden. Will wind and deal. And it is low. Two balls and no strikes to Jacob Campbell, who's 1-for-3 with a single. Lake Elsinore has one hit in their last four innings. They had zero against starter Isaiah Coupe. Here comes the 2-0, and it swung on and missed. Count at 2-1. Good pitch there from Jake Madden. Chuck Chancy Gold has given away $1 million with the Millionaire Cash Vault Giveaway. Plan earn entry starting May 1st, and then on September 2nd, one lucky guest will crack the $1 million code and will become a millionaire. That's $1 million guaranteed, only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. We thank Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the ninth. Here comes the 2-2 offering from Madden. We'll wind and deal, and it is just outside. Three balls and two strikes. Jake Madden's second appearance in this series. He pitched two scoreless innings back on Tuesday in Fresno's 10-5 win. Here comes the 3-2 from Madden, and it's going to hit the batter in Campbell inside, and a hit by pitch. So that is the first hit by pitch for Fresno. So now runner at first for B.Y. Choi, who's 0-for-3 with three strikeouts. So Madden hits the batter, and now we'll face Choi, who had a big game just the other night. For Jake Madden, 6'6", 185 pounds, 22 years old, Camp Hill, Pennsylvania, traded from the Angels to the Rockies in 2023 at the trade deadline. As the ball misses low, one ball and no strikes. Madden looking to end this game after Stu Flesen III went 2 2/3 relief innings, 3 hits, no runs, 1 walk, and a career-high 6 Ks. Here's the 1-0 from Madden. And it is in the dirt. 2 balls and no strikes. 9-1 Fresno leads here in the top of the ninth inning. The Grizzlies 3 outs away from a series win. Fresno wearing their Valley Tribute jerseys, 4-2 on the year. Jake Madden will come set around the belt. Here comes the 2-0. That is low. 3 balls. And no strikes. Jake Madden has battled an injury this year, back from it, looking to finish the year strong. Madden, the number 21 prospect, as that is going to be a balk as Nolan was covering first base. So a balk as Campbell will head to second base. Madden, a 1-0 record, a 2.96 ERA, 17th game out of the bullpen. He's got one hold. As here comes the 3-0 now to Choi, and it's outside ball four. So hit by pitch, and now a walk for Madden. Third walk for Fresno, and a mound visit now from Jerry Sullivan. This is not what Madden wanted to do here in the ninth inning. First and second with no outs for Oswaldo Linares, who's 0-3. A home run to King Jr. on the pinch hit home run. And then Jacob Campbell and B.Y. Choi hit by pitch and a walk. Now, Jake Madden, when he was traded to the Rockies last year, he spent time actually preparing for the Grizzlies, because the day he was traded to the Rockies organization, he was scheduled to face Fresno at San Manuel Stadium in San Bernardino when the 66ers and the Grizzlies were ready to tango. So Fresno went from facing Jake Madden to becoming his best friend. A very unique situation. Was also traded with lefty Mason Albright. It was for a pair of big leaguers, which included Randall Grichuk and CJ Krohn. As Madden now will take on Oswaldo Linares. Here's the pitch. And it's a fly ball. That's crushed out to center field. Kolas going back, and he makes the play on the run. Great catch from Kolas. He went a long way as Campbell would advance to third. But that is the first out. Great catch from Kolas. First time we've really had to see him get on his horse, and he made a great play in the gap for the first out, as it brings up Braden Carpathios, who's 0-2 with a walk. 9-1 Fresno leads Lake Elsinore. And Jake Madden looking to get out of this inning with only one run allowed. Here comes the pitch, and it's outside. One ball and no strikes. Madden falling behind once again. Braden Carpathios, second year with Lake Elsinore, a very good center fielder defensively. Bat's still a work in progress as there's a strike count at 1-1. Braden Carpathios, K-A-R-P-A-T-H-I-O-S. Here's the 1-1 offering from Madden, and it's low, two balls and a strike. Carpathios listed at 6'1", 187 pounds. And like Nolan Jones, like Jake Madden, also from Pennsylvania, Willow Street is his hometown. Signed as a free agent by the Padres in 2023. As that's outside, two balls, or three balls and a strike. Runners at first and third with one out here in the top of the ninth inning. 9-1, Fresno leads Lake Elsinore. Here comes the pitch. And it swung on and missed. Good elevated fastball, 3-2. Updates, Visalia just walked it off against Stockton, 4-3 in 10 innings. And the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes, a walk-off win over San Jose, 7-6 in 10 innings. Here's a 3-2 from Madden. And it's a ground ball. This could be 2-4-6-3. A double play. Let's go home. Grizzlies a series win. They beat the Storm 9-1 as they rain home 9 runs on 12 hits. Fresno has won 4 of 5. They look for another win tomorrow. We'll be back with the postgame right after this.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth,
consistently refreshing, and consistently light, you might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope, and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno is one of two certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891. Reclaim your confidence with help from Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park for the postgame show wrap-up of tonight's game as your Fresno Grizzlies defeat the Lake Elsinore Storm 9-1. The Grizzlies a series win with one game left in the sixth game. Saturday night baseball as the Grizzlies, they improve to 15-20 overall. They are 53-47. While Lake Elsinore 19-16, 51-48. So the Grizzlies, they have won 4 of 5 in this series. They've won back-to-back games. Fresno 9 runs on 12 hits, no errors, 7 left on base. Lake Elsinore 1 run, 4 hits, 1 error, 6 left on base. The winning pitcher, Isaiah Coupe, now 6-5. The losing pitcher is Miguel Mendez, now 1-4, no save. Time of the game, 2 hours and 33 minutes. Paid crowd of 3,316, 3316. As your Fresno Grizzlies, they took control and never relinquished it tonight. They have scored first in every game of this series, and in the bottom of the fourth, Luis Mendez, a solo shot, his fourth of the year, 1-0 Fresno. Then a 5-run fifth inning made it 6-0 Grizzlies. Braylon Wimmer, he had an RBI single. That scored Andy Perez. Jason Hinchman then, with the bases loaded, hit a rocket to center that went under the glove of Braden Carpathios. And for Jason Hinchman, he rounded the bases, clearing the bases, and up being a 2 RBI single with an error, but it was a little league inside the park grand slam as the Grizzlies led 6-0. The Grizzlies added 3 more runs in the 7th inning. A wild pitch scored Robert Calaz. And then Darius Perry, a 2 RBI single to left field. 9-0 Fresno. The only run for the Storm, a pinch hit solo shot from Lamar King Jr. in the 9th inning. So the Grizzlies had 12 hits on offense. 6 of the last 7 wins, they have had 10-plus hits. The Grizzlies 83 overall among those games, just under about 13 a game. Every batter but Nolan Jones had at least one hit. Multi-hit games for Andy Perez. Braylon Wimmer, Jason Hinchman, and Darius Perry. Multi-RBI games for Hinchman and Perry, and multi-run games for Robert Claus and Luis Mendez, and of course, Jason Hinchman. Hinchman had a double, so did Tevin Tucker at the bottom of the lineup. A triple from Brad Cumbis and Mendez, the solo home run, but Jason Hinchman, 2 for 3. He had the double, 2 RBI, 2 runs, and a walk. Big game for Jason Hinchman. On the other side for Lake Elsinore, just 4 hits. They didn't have their first hit until the 6th inning. They had 3 singles in that solo home run. There was also 3 walks and 1 hit-by-pitch. King Jr., his first homer in a Storm uniform. For Fresno, Isaiah Coupe finally picks up a win after 3 straight losses for the Grizzlies and starts made by Coupe. 5 hitless and scoreless innings. He retired 14 in a row to end his contest. 15 of the 16 batters he faced, he retired. 1 walk, 8 Ks over 5 hitless and scoreless innings. Then Stu Flez in the third followed it with 2 2/3 scoreless frames, 3 hits, 1 walk, 6 Ks. And then Jake Maddon, despite allowing the home run, an inning and a third to end it. For Lake Elsinore, right-hander Miguel Mendez looked really good over the first couple of innings, but ran into trouble in the 4th and 5th. 4 1/3 innings, 7 hits, 4 runs, all of them earned, 1 walk and 4 Ks. Then it was Michael Morales, 2 1/3 innings, 5 hits, 5 runs, 3 earned, 2 walks. He struck out 5, though. And then finally, Yerry Landinez recorded 4 outs, 3 via punch-out. He was outstanding for the Storm. So the Grizzlies, they win tonight 9-1. A great overall game for Fresno. No errors for them defensively. A great play from Nolan Jones in left. A double play to end the contest as the Grizzlies will end this series tomorrow at 5:05 p.m. Sunday evening baseball. Brian Mena will make his second start of the series. No record, no ERA. Lake Elsinore will give the ball to right-hander Johan Moreno, a 5-1 record of 4.18 ERA. Moreno will get the spot start for the Storm, as tomorrow should be a lot of fun here at Chuck Chansey Park. It was back to school night. We had a special guest appearance by Thomas Nicholas. He'll be performing across the street at Tioga Sequoia with his band as well. And we hope you guys can make it that way after tonight's game, as your Fresno Grizzlies victorious 9-1 over the Lake Elsinore Storm. A big thank you to Versh for putting on tonight's broadcast. A big thank you to all of our partners as well. Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino, Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, Chicken Shack, tonight's press box food, Manco Abbott, Les Provence Apartment Homes of the Dominion, Express Furniture Rental. We also have that clear bag policy in effect, and Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies and minor league baseball here on August 3rd. As your Grizzlies, a big win tonight, 9-1. Fresno looks to take 5 out of 6 tomorrow at 5:05 p.m. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in to Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice. Have a blessed rest of your Saturday night, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Grizzlies baseball.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.